It's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and it's also someone's very special day out there, so I want to say happy birthday to them. Hope that they have a great day, and look forward to celebrating who, you know, their wonderful, wonderful existence in this world. And hard to believe that they're growing up that fast, but happy birthday to that dear person in my life. So lots of birthdays in May. I mean, between birthdays and Mother's Day, and you know, there's a lot of birthdays in the church and our family. Then you got Memorial Day, and then there's another special event coming up, and lots of celebrating. The month of May is hard on my weight loss or weight goal objective. So you pray for me. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Like to take this opportunity to invite you out to our services Sunday morning at 10:30. We also have Sunday school at 9:30. And in that, we're going through the book of Acts. And we take a chapter a week. I, you know, print out some study notes from that chapter, and then we sometimes go over the notes, sometimes we just go through the passage, and I highlight some things out of there as well that the notes don't carry. So we'd love to have you come out and be a part of that. This coming week, we also have a potluck dinner afterwards where we are going to be honoring our office manager who is retired. And we just wanted to give them a special day. You know, we've had a number of staff through the years, and they come and they go, but we've got a couple of staff members who have been serving alongside of me for a long, long time. And so, you know, my success with office managers has been pretty good. My success with worship leaders has been pretty good. All those other staff positions, it's hit or miss. And so I pray God causes me to be better at that in the years to come. So we're honoring Karen this week. She's been the best office manager in Brevard County. She said, just Brevard County? I said, well, I don't know all of them in Florida, so but she has been a major blessing, keeping me on track with all of the different things that I've got going on. She's been so competent in the administrative aspect of things that it frees me up for all of the speaking that I have to do. So that day of celebration is coming up on Sunday. So let's get into the Word today. Ephesians chapter 1. We'll begin reading at verse number 15, and we will read on down through we'll read down through verse number 20 today. So 15 through 20, Ephesians chapter 1. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So this week we've been talking about the, you know, praying for one another that they would have a healthy and holy relationship with the Father. And then on yesterday's program, we talked about that God may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So we talked about spiritual wisdom. We talked about spiritual revelation, and that those things are granted to us the more we know Christ, the more that we know God. So verse number 18 continues in those thoughts, but it goes into a different area, and we'll talk more about that area on next week's program. So as we're praying for one another, we're not just praying that people will have wisdom and that they will have revelation. We're not just praying that they will have a healthy and holy relationship with the Father, that they will, you know, be on this growing, ever-deepening relationship and knowing of God. But verse number 18 says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And so there can be an awareness of the things in the scriptures and knowing Him, but there is also this praying that God will help us to understand what that means in our life. A lot of times we can understand the verse, but may not realize the application that it has in their life. If you really want to know what I try to do, I mean, our theme verse here is, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. We want to bring a word of truth to you that will be spiritually refreshing, but it will help you to understand that God not only wants to be Lord over your spiritual life and over your eternity, but that the way that He works in your life right now is He wants to provide you daily application. What does the Word of God mean for our life? I know people who are intellectually brilliant, but they don't know how to transform that knowledge into day-to-day activities. What does it mean? You know, it doesn't matter if you can figure out some of the most complex equations in the world if you can't balance your checkbook. And so there's a lot of people with intellectual knowledge, but they don't know how to work that out into day-to-day relationships. You know, there's also those people who understand the physical and the mental and the emotional, but they don't know how to apply those truths to their spiritual life. So, Paul writes to the Ephesians and he says, I'm praying for you that the eyes of your understanding are going to be enlightened. So there have been many times when I've been studying the Word, and I go back and I look at the meaning of the words, and I want to get to the understanding of the passage, and then all of a sudden God would cause me to see what that means in my life. As I was preparing for this radio program, I stumbled upon more information that is going to advance the awareness and the understanding that I had of the dunamis of God, the dynamis of God, however you want to pronounce it, that I spent, you know, quite a few sermons dealing with back in 2023, I think. 2023, or 2024, time flies when you're having fun. And so there was more revelation and understanding. It says, you're not finished with the journey. You're just beginning. So let me give you an example. I had done a sermon years ago on Leah turning turmoil into triumph. And I talked about her background. I talked about the unhealthy way that her father treated her, the unhealthy way that her sister treated her, the unhealthy way that her husband treated her, and the journey that she had to just to try to be accepted. And, you know, where a lot of people named their kids as to what their destiny was going to be, Leah named her kids after what was going on in her life. And so her firstborn son's name was Reuben, lo, see a son. And then there was Simeon, God heard that I was unloved. And then the third son was Levi, surely my husband will become attached to me at this point in time. And so she was unloved. She didn't think anybody was paying attention to her. And she didn't feel like she had a close relationship, even with her own husband. And then she has a fourth child, and she named the child Judah. And Judah means praise. And when she named him Judah, it was a transition point in her life. And she said, this time I'm going to praise the Lord. And literally from that point forward, Leah quit being concerned about, you know, how her dad treated her or how her sister treated her or how her husband treated her. But instead she just said, look, I'm going to praise God. And that is so liberating. And it was a powerful moment in my life. And it's, you know, one of those sermons that I could preach to you without any problem. Because it's not just written down on notes. It's not just recorded on a CD someplace, but instead it's written on the tablet of my heart. So I talked about the Lion of the Tribe of Judah in Revelation and, all of the different praise passages. And all of a sudden, one day, God said to me, you missed something. Like, how could I have missed something? I mean, I've studied it. I've preached extensively on it. And he said, you missed something. Now, let me tell you from learned experience, whenever God tells you you've missed something, you've missed something. There's no sense arguing with him about it. He knows better than you do. And so I set out to figure out what it was that God was telling me that I had missed. And so that study took me, and this is literally the sweet sequence that it happened. It didn't happen with me finding the passage and then saying, oh, look, I missed something. I had to go. God did not tell me what I had missed. He just said, you've missed something. And so I went back and I looked at the passages all over again, and I came to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers can be not the most thrilling book in the world to read. Leviticus can be pretty challenging, and then Numbers is right behind that. Numbers talks about the order and the sequence of the tribes and how they camped whenever they were stationary and how they mobilized when they went forth. And what God revealed to me, what he, let me put it in the words of this, what he opened the eyes of my understanding, so I was enlightened to see, was that praise is not just something that we do and say, hey, I'm going to change my mindset and I'm going to praise God instead of complaining about him. But the tribe of Judah was also the tribe of authority. And it was what went first, not what went last. And so I saw this correlation between kingdom authority and praising God, that those two things are not meant to be reactionary. They are meant to be proactive. And I was like, wow. So I encourage people to praise him whenever God's done something, but also praise him whenever you're needing something to be done. It's like, look, I've seen God move in my life. I see this problem. This problem's bigger than the last problem that I faced, but it does not compare to the magnitude and the glory of God. And so there was that one. There have been other times where God opened the eyes of my understanding to where I understood more about a passage than what I had previously. So when God was preparing me to be a pastor, I was a staff pastor, and he quickened 1 Peter 5:9-10 to me, and I went and I encountered that verse over and over and over, and every time I encountered it, God would speak to me, and he says, this is what I'm preparing you for. And as, you know, I came to that, it was like, okay, that's not the way that the process and the assemblies of God works. And God said, this is what I'm telling you I'm going to do. And sure enough, he did exactly what he told me he was going to do. There was strategies in place. There were systems in place that I was unaware of. And that's how I came to Merit Assembly of God. Well, after I've been at Merit Assembly of God for a couple of years and we were doing better than we were when we first got there, but it really wasn't, doing significantly better. And so I said, this is challenging. And up until coming to Merit Assembly of God, I always thought I would be at my last position forever, and then it would, after a season, God would move me, literally move me. It wasn't, I went out looking for things. God brought, transition into my life. A lot of people are always looking for the next greatest thing, and so they're always uprooting and transplanting and all of that sort of stuff. I was never like that. I went under authority. I stayed under authority, and when God said it's time to move on, we moved on. So after 3 or 4 years, I don't remember exactly when it was, having memorized the verse, God said, you missed something. And I quoted the verse to him. He said, you've missed something. And so I went back and saw that there was a conditional time sequence that I had not paid attention to. And that was where it said, after you have suffered a little while. And I will tell you, I have this saying, and some of my people in the church have started using this verse as well. And that is, I'm allergic to pain. Pain causes me discomfort. Most people are allergic to suffering. They don't like to suffer. It's not enjoyable. We want suffering to end as quickly as possible. But if we suffer to the glory of God, and what I mean by that, if I go to the gym, and I do on occasion, it's not going to be the most comfortable experience in the world. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but it works something beneficial to my health when I do that. And so I'm not saying that God wants us miserable, but I will tell you that whenever a plant is transplanted, it's uncomfortable for that plant, but it is done so that that plant will be even more glorious. And a lot of times it's those uncomfortable seasons that we call suffering, but they're necessary because God wants us to continually grow. So how we can pray for one another is that through all of the different seasons in life, and I've said many times, Christians hate change as much as unbelievers hate change, unless they're the ones initiating the change, and then they're fully on board with it. And that's just human nature. We've got to get to the point where we're embracing God's nature and saying, God, you're the one who doesn't change. I'm the one who does change. You are changing me to be like you. So if we understand the Word of God and the God of the Word, and that He moves, you know, what's it say in Psalm 23? You know, He leads me beside still waters. That means that there's a journey that He makes me lie down in green pastures, and, you know, that doesn't sound bad. But he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That sounds a little intimidating. But the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that means that you've come to trust the shepherd, that even though transition comes, it is the Lord leading you to a place that is going to be in your best interest. So as He brings the eyes of our understanding and enlightens us, I want to present to you that there's a couple of possibilities. One is He is opening your eyes, the understanding, so that you are prepared for something that is coming in your life. The second is that He could be opening your eyes and your understanding so that you are prepared to minister to someone else who may be the one going through something. That's part of the benefit of the body of Christ. So when you study the Word, I hope that you understand the written Word, but I pray also that God enlightens you, causes you to understand that the Bible is not just for preaching, it's not just for a sermon on Sunday morning, but that it's for living. And if you are living for the glory of God, God's going to have other people in your life, some of whom are going to help open your understanding to even greater degrees, but He's also going to position you to where you can share the understanding and the things that you see. So the eyes of your understanding being enlightened so that you can share that perspective with other people. So, with my office manager retired, we've got another person who is going to assume part of those responsibilities, and it's going to be a change. It's going to be done remotely, but there's also some things that they understand that I don't have the time to try and figure all of that stuff out. And So there's going to be things done a little bit differently, but they may be able to be done quicker. And so those are just some practical applications. We want to pray for people that they will see that God's not just interested in your eternity. He's not just interested in your crisis. He's interested in doing day-to-day living with you in covenant so that you can avoid the pitfalls and the traps of the enemy, and you can live a glorious, fruitful, productive life for the glory of God. When you study the scripture, I would highly encourage you to pray before you read the scripture, because the Bible says the word of God is spirit. It is spiritually discerned. Thank God for the intellectual capacity. Thank God for all of the research tools, the concordances and the commentaries and the word studies and all of that. But what we really need is we need the Spirit who knows the Word of God helping us to understand, what does that mean for me in my everyday life? So you can get some philosophical sermon, you can get some philosophical teaching, but if we don't know how it's supposed to apply to us each and every day, we're missing out on it. So I'm going to pray for all of us right now, okay? And so I pray that when you go to church this week, that God will help you to understand something that is said that is going to make a difference eternally, but also make a difference in your week next week. Father, I just pray right now. I'm so thankful that you are not looking to keep us in the dark. I'm thankful that you're looking to open our eyes so that we understand, so that we can be aware of what you and your word want to do in our daily lives, what our life is supposed to look like, how we're supposed to operate in wisdom. And so, God, I pray for every person that is listening that you will give us ears to hear what you're saying, eyes to see how that applies to us, and God, that we will have the willpower to apply those principles. I want to thank you that you are the God who comes to do life with us. Thank you for the life you've given. You have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.